Blog Talk Radio.
You know.
the name of the Lord. Glory to God on tonight. He knows, hallelujah, my name. He knows, hallelujah, your name. Glory to God, hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, that it's written down in a book of remembrance. Glory to God, hallelujah. You ought to praise God tonight. Hallelujah, that if you know that you know that you know that you've given your life to Christ, hallelujah, that you done sold out for God, that your name is written, hallelujah, in the Lamb's Book of Life on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. He knows, hallelujah, your name. We thank God tonight for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Worldwide Ministries, glory to God. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Glory to God, hallelujah. It is Wednesday night, ladies' night, glory to God, and we have a word from God coming for you, hallelujah, shortly. But before we get to our let, praise God, hallelujah, let's go to the throne of grace on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord. We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your presence, to come together in your name on today. We want to praise you. We want to magnify you. We want your presence to fill the room on today. We thank you already. We already glorify you, Lord, because you woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. You showed us a day that we have never seen before and we will never see again. And we thank you, Lord, for that privilege. We thank you, Lord, for that honor on today. Lord, we magnify you. We praise you for it. Glory to God. Lord, we love you on tonight. Lord, we want to bind, rebuke, and cast away any work of the enemy, any dark spirit that's trying to hinder us from receiving your word. Hallelujah. We command them to leave. Hallelujah. They have no place here. Glory to God. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise and magnify your name. And we want to let you know that we love you. We want to let you know, Lord, that we rejoice in your name on tonight. We adorn you on tonight. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You are the Most High God. There is no God next to you, no God above you, and there never will be. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because you are worthy, hallelujah, to be magnified on today. And we praise your name. We magnify you and we glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For y'all joining in, y'all tuning in, everybody called in. If you're listening to the recording, watching the video, we just thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to go, amen, to our opening scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Which is, of course, we're going to Mark today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Praise God. You ought to be familiar. If you've been tuning in, if you've been calling in, if you've been watching, you ought to be familiar, hallelujah, with this passage of Scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Some might say, why do you read the same Scripture so many times? Why is that the opening Scripture? And why, hallelujah, do you teach from it? Hallelujah, real quick, every night, glory to God, because God wants you to get this in your brain. Hallelujah, that's why he's repetitiously, hallelujah, amen, telling it to you. Praise God, this ain't my doing, this is God's doing. He wants me to know, he wants you to know, he wants us to get it in our brain. Hallelujah, the power that we have within ourselves. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen, once again, that's Mark chapter 11, starting at verse 22, Jesus answering, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you have received them, and ye shall have them. Glory to God. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Just real quick, I want to look at verse 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, hallelujah, what things soever ye desire. Let me break that part down for you real quick. Hallelujah. He say, what things? Hallelujah. Amen. The things that you want. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Soever. Soever. He didn't categorize it. He didn't say if you want healing, if you want a new job, if you want your career to take off, if you want to start your own business in the name of the Lord. He didn't say what you desired. Hallelujah. He said, whatsoever you desire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, when you pray. Hallelujah. When you come together with God, when you commune with God, when you communicate with God, when you speak with God. That's another key. Speak. Hallelujah. With God. Believe. So you got to believe. First, you got to speak it. But before you speak it, I said first, let me rephrase, hallelujah, you got to speak it, but before you speak it, you got to believe it. Hallelujah. See, the two got to match. See, you got to believe it, hallelujah, amen, and you got to speak it. It ain't going to do no good to speak it if you don't believe it. Glory to God, hallelujah. And he says, hallelujah, believe that ye receive them. Believe that ye receive them. Believe that you're going to get what you ask God for. Hallelujah, praise God. Believe him for the healing. Believe him for the business. Believe him for them kids getting better. Believe him for your marriage getting better. Believe him for your ministry getting better. Hallelujah, believe him, amen, for your education getting better. Hallelujah, believe God for whatever you want to believe God for and speak that thing. And then he said in the last verse, and ye shall have them. Glory to God. He said the power, watch this, is within you. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Maybe you all ain't catch it. I tried to break it down. He said the power is within you. Hallelujah. If you believe it. Hallelujah. See, we asking God to believe it. He believe it. He already know. He's all powerful. He's God. Hallelujah. He said if you believe it. If you speak it, then you will have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, I say this to you. So you ain't get this from a book, he's saying. You ain't get this from another prophet. Hallelujah. You ain't get this from an inspirational speaker. You got this from the word of God. You got this from the one, hallelujah, who was there in the beginning. You got this from the one who said, I saw Satan fall from heaven like a lightning bolt. You got it from the one, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, that came, hallelujah, and died and rose for your sin. You got it from the one. Hallelujah. So if he said it, it's in red. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Enough said. It's in red. If you believe it on the inside and speak it on the outside, it will materialize whatever it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for his word. And remember, his word is true. Amen. Amen. Don't be afraid to put your testimony or your prayer request in the box. Don't be afraid to come before the altar with your testimony or prayer request. Especially, amen. I say both. Because we need the testimony because your testimony tells me something. We need your prayer request because when we touch and agree on it, it's going to happen. Glory to God. That's what the word said. We thank God that his word is true and his word will not come back void. Hallelujah. If you're just not tuned in, hallelujah, that was Mark chapter 11, verses 22-24. Hallelujah, amen. And once again, it is Wednesday night, and you are tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ. Worldwide Ministries, amen. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah, is in the building on tonight. Glory to God, hallelujah. And tonight, amen, praise God. We have the woman of God, my beautiful wife, amen, praise God, about to come forth, hallelujah, and deliver a word from the Lord. So without further ado, I am going to introduce to some, hallelujah, and present to others, hallelujah, the anointed woman of God, hallelujah, my wife, amen, the first lady, Aisha Prevost, glory to God. First Lady is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just thank you for being God out by yourself, Father. Father, we know you have to make the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Father. And we know there's nobody above you, there's no one like you, Father. Father, we thank you just for loving us, Father. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, your unmerited favor, Father. We thank you for all that you do, all that you have done, and all that you shall do, Father. Father, we thank you for your very presence, Father. Because if it wasn't for your presence in our lives, Father, what would we be, Father? What would we be, Father? Father, we just thank you, Father. And Father, on tonight, I ask you just to hide me behind you, Father. Father, come forth and give a word to you, to your people, Father. Father, I ask you to be my mouth on tonight. Father, I ask you to be my mind. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. And my words be your words, Father. And all these things I ask, Father, I don't want to bind any work of the enemy that might try to distract your people or try to cause any confusion. I block it. And I rebuke you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And all these things we ask in your name. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So tonight, we're going to talk about being narrow-minded tonight. We're going to talk about being narrow-minded. Single-eyed. Amen. You know, we have talked about a lot about, you know, having a change of mind. Amen. We just talked about being born again. Amen. Hallelujah. And we all should know, you know, that when we are born again, like it said in the word, it's like Jesus said in the word, except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we should know that being born again is to change your mind. You know, it means to basically come to a point of taking all that you have learned and just dropping all of it. Everything you have picked up when you were born, everything you picked up in the world, everything that you thought you knew, we take our hand, put it on the delete button, and delete it all. We got to come to a point of, I don't know nothing. We got to become like a baby. You know, when we was born and we came out, we ain't know nothing. You know, we didn't have no information. We didn't have a clue about nothing in this world. Amen, hallelujah. All we had to lean on was what mama told you, was what daddy told you, what grandma told you, all these people around you, you know, the information that you had to lean on. Amen, hallelujah. That's how we got to be when we come to God and we be born again. We got to come to God as a child, as a person who does not know anything. You come into the Father saying, Lord, I know nothing. Teach me. Teach me. I thought I knew who you were. I thought I knew what you liked. I thought I knew what you wanted me to do. I thought I knew what you wanted for my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, teach me. I came into realization that I have no clue about what my life is and what my life is about. Teach me. Amen. Hallelujah. I have been taught this. My mom told me this. School taught me that. History says this. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, tell me, who am I? Why am I here? Amen. Hallelujah. We have to, when we come to a point of repentance, we say we know nothing. And we allow God to begin to teach us, begin to give us knowledge, begin to give us wisdom, begin to let us know how to walk in him. Begin to let God know us to know who we are. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what it means to be born again, to have a change of mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to be washed through the word of God. Amen. When we get into this word and we find out who we are and what God wants us to do and what God has done for us, then, you know, we can begin to delete some stuff. Put stuff to the side. We can say, well, that ain't of God. I read the word. That ain't of God. That ain't of God. What you said ain't of God. You're going to get to delete. Once you get into this word, everything that you thought you knew was going to get the drop, and you're going to see the lies. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to see all the cap. Amen. Hallelujah. That the enemy has implanted in your ear when you were asleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we say when we're asleep, anytime our mind is off of God, we have went to sleep. And when your attention wasn't on God, when you was unaware of who you were in God, the enemy came in and planted all kinds of information in your mind. Amen. Hallelujah. When you were asleep. Amen. So God came and he woke us up and say, hey, what you're doing is not of me. Amen. Hallelujah. What you heard, it ain't of me. Amen. Hallelujah. An enemy has planted this. You looking around and saying, what's going on with my life? What is going on? What is happening? The enemy has been playing around in your life while you were asleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Creating all kinds of mess. Amen. Hallelujah. Messing up your relationship. Messing up the relationship with your family, with your wives, with your friends. Amen. Hallelujah. All because you were unaware of what was happening. Amen. Hallelujah. So God came and woke you up, and he come to tell you who you are in him. Amen. Hallelujah. He letting you know that you are his child. Amen. Hallelujah. He letting you know that you were with me. Before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you from the start. Amen. Hallelujah. What that mean? Before God even created this world, amen. Hallelujah. Before he was like, let there be light. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Before any other human was made, amen. Hallelujah. He's saying you were with me. Amen. Hallelujah. You were in my bosom. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You are my child. Amen, hallelujah. You are my creation. Amen, hallelujah. This is who you are. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. You are not what the system said about you. You're not this poor, broke, busted, and disgusted kind of person. Amen, hallelujah. You're not this harlot they say you are in the streets. Amen, hallelujah. You are not this drug dealer. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. That's not who you are. Amen, hallelujah. You are the king's kid. Amen, hallelujah, is what he came to tell you. And when we begin to accept this, accept the fact that we are children of God, amen, hallelujah, then darkness has to flee, and it will flee, amen, hallelujah. When we begin to turn the light on, amen, hallelujah, what's the light? Jesus. Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. He's the one that came to bring light into our lives, amen, hallelujah. He came to make everything transparent, bring a clear picture to what's happening in your life. Amen, hallelujah. You know how, when you're in the dark, you sitting in your house, you turn the light out right now, everything going to be pitch black dark. Amen, hallelujah. You ain't going to see the clothes over there sitting on the floor. You ain't gonna see the dishes in the sink. Amen, hallelujah. You ain't going to see where the TV at. Amen, hallelujah. You ain't going to see where the blinds at, where the shoes at on the floor. You ain't going to see none of that. You ain't going to see where the trash at because it's dark. Amen, hallelujah. That's how it was in our lives. When we was in darkness, we couldn't see nothing. We ain't know what was going on. Amen, hallelujah. We ain't know what we going to get our next meal. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know if so-and-so our real friend or not. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know if a wife out there cheating, our cousins out there cheating. Amen, hallelujah. We don't know if the government, the president, no, we don't know if they lied to us, but telling us the truth. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Because we don't know what's going on. Us not being aware of God, us not being aware of spiritual wickedness and high places, us not knowing that we are some dog. We don't know nothing. Amen, hallelujah. But how many know when you turn that light on, everything begins to come clear? You can see that lamp over there. You can see the dishes in the sea. You can see the window. You can see all the clothes on the floor. Amen. When you turn that light on, then everything comes clear. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how Jesus, that's what Jesus is in our life. The minute we turn that light on, you get to see, you begin to see. You begin to differentiate what the lies from the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. You begin to differentiate the real friend from the fake friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Your eyes get open to all the fake, the false wives and the false husbands. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes into your life, everything becomes clear. Ain't no need. It ain't no need of wondering what's happening. When Jesus comes into your life, amen. Hallelujah. When you begin to turn that light on, everything becomes clear. You ain't got to wonder if this person fake or not. God going to reveal it all. So why? It's nothing that's hidden that not will not be revealed. Amen, hallelujah, when you in God. You ain't got to worry about a thing when you in God. You ain't got to worry about operating doubt. You ain't got to worry about operating fear and worry. Amen, hallelujah, because God, what? He going to feed you, what? He going to clothe you. Amen, hallelujah. He going to make sure no hurt, harm, or danger come your way. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. He ain't going to allow no weapon formed against you. He won't allow no weapon formed against you possible. He ain't going to allow it. Amen. Hallelujah. They can try to form it. Amen. Hallelujah. They can cock it. But amen. Hallelujah. They can shoot it. But guess what? It ain't going to prosper because why? God got your back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, when we was in darkness, when Jesus wasn't in our life, amen. Hallelujah. What happened? We operate in worry. We have to worry. We have to feel. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to kick in our instincts. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to go into survival mode because we know anything can happen. Somebody can come. We worried about people coming to jack us for our stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. We worried about people breaking into our house. Amen. Hallelujah. We worried about walking down the street and somebody taking our life. Amen. Hallelujah. We walk in darkness. Amen, hallelujah. We got to worry about these things. Amen, hallelujah, because we only got us. When God is not in our life, we only got ourselves to depend on. Amen, hallelujah. So we have to worry about all this. When you say, oh, I'm in control of my own life, when you feel like, I'm in control of my own life, I make my own decisions, amen, hallelujah, guess what? You got to handle everything. Everything God would have handled for you, now that responsibility transfers to you when you don't have God in your life. Amen, hallelujah. Or when you don't know who you are, amen, hallelujah. All that responsibility, now you got a reason to work. Now you got a reason to fear. Amen, hallelujah. When Jesus is not in your life, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Love you, Lord. Turn the light on. We got to turn the light on. Amen, hallelujah. Then we don't have to worry about being scared. We don't have to worry about being filthy. We don't have to worry about watching our back. Amen, hallelujah. Because God going to make sure we are all right and keep us alert. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We got to keep our minds on God. We keep our mind on God. We keep our light burning continuously. Amen, hallelujah. We got to keep our mind on God. We can't let our minds migrate to every single thing. You know, out here in the world, it's a lot of information flowing. Amen, hallelujah. We can't be letting everything come into our minds. You can't be listening to the word of God one day, meditating on the word of God one day, and then the next day, you over here listening to what somebody else is saying. That's not according to the word. And you can listen to it so much that you start believing and start walking like they walking. Now you can got yourself out of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's something like what Elder was talking about yesterday. You walking under ungodly counsel. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you got people around you that's not talking about the word of God. It's not counseling you with the word of God. Then you don't need to be around them. Because if you're around them long enough, you're going to start thinking like them, acting like them, talking like them. Amen, hallelujah. If you're around them long enough, amen, hallelujah. Especially if you ain't giving the word. If you ain't talking according to what the Lord is telling you, you're gonna be like them. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. I can guarantee you that. But if you hang around them and you talking about the word of God and your answer is every answer they ask you, question they ask you, and your answer is about the word of God, they're gonna remove themselves from around you because they ain't gonna wanna hear that. Amen, hallelujah. But if you bringing yourself down low or hiding who you are or hiding your light, amen, hallelujah, you're going to eventually, your light going to stay out, amen, hallelujah. And you're going to become one of them, amen. That's why we got to come from amongst them, amen, hallelujah, and be ye separated. Amen, hallelujah. Not just physically, but mentally. And mental. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We got to be narrow-minded. We got to keep our minds on God. We say meditate on the word day and night. Let the word be spoken amongst dinner tables, wherever you go. Amen. Hallelujah. And we got to understand, when you really believe and receive the word of God, when you really are born again in God, the word is going to be in your mouth. Why? Because you believed it. When you really believe, you won't talk the same. You won't think the same. You won't walk the same. When you really believe what the word says about your life, amen, hallelujah. You won't even react the same when you truly, truly believe. Amen, hallelujah. Nobody have to tell you, it's just going to be out. Amen, hallelujah. It's a scientific fact. You know what our bodies, you know, our brain, our body doesn't move nor function until the brain sends a signal to whatever part of the body that's trying to move or wants to move, you know, it doesn't move. The body, the arms, the legs, none of that moves until the brain sends a signal to the body to move. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. That's the same thing with your mind. Knowledge you have, understanding that you have, wisdom that you have in your brain, your best what your body is going to respond to. Amen, hallelujah. That's why he had to change our mind, because sometimes we be trying to change our action. We be trying to change what we doing. And you got preachers telling you, you need to change this, you need to change that. Oh, that ain't the ways of God. You're going to hell, this and that. But the truth of the matter is it's your mind that you need to change. Because it can be the very information that you're getting, the very knowledge that you have received, the very wisdom you have received, is making you act the way you act. Because you believe in wrong. It ain't so much that you're doing wrong, it's you believing wrong. Because if you was believing right, or if you received the right information, you will walk right. You will talk right. You will think right. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We talk about being born again. We're talking about having a change of mind. And it's another verse that say you have to be born from above. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Because we can change our mind, but you know, anybody can take that and be like, you know, change our mind to whatever knowledge and wisdom. No, we got to be born up from above, born of God. We have to be born of God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be short tonight. This is what the Lord had gave me on being born again, changing your mind from what you knew before and believing on the word of God. Amen. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And allow the Holy Spirit to come in and teach you. Teach you the ways of God. Because most of us, we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We accept Jesus as being the Christ. We accept Jesus as being the Son of God. We accept Jesus as being that prophecy fulfilled for the one that come and die for our sins. Amen, hallelujah. But we don't accept the Holy Spirit. We don't allow the Holy Spirit to come in and teach us. Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. We got to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and teach us. The Holy Spirit has a mind too. Amen. So, bless God. That's what the Lord have given me, you know, on being born again and being narrow-minded. You know, keeping your focus on him. When you're born again, you like a baby. You can't just go watching everything, listening to everything. You're a baby, so you need to stay in the word. If you got to get out of TV, stop listening to certain music. When you really love God and you really want God, you're going to do whatever it takes to get God. Nobody have to force you. Nobody say, turn that TV off. Stop listening to this. Stop listening to that. When you really love God and you really want God, you're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to do whatever it takes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Back your hands up.
Amen. 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 The name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word. Turn the light on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To turn the light on. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like the analogy that first lady gave. Amen. About being in the house and the lights off. You can't see nothing. Hallelujah, amen. That's how we wonder why we tripping and falling over stuff. Praise God, because we ain't got the light on. Glory to God, hallelujah. Banging your head against the wall, running into the door. Glory to God, and praying to God why the door won't open. Glory to God, because you keep running into it, taking up the wall. Hallelujah, amen. You need to cut the light on and see that's the door that God wants you to open it and go through it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We thank God for the word on tonight, hallelujah, to be born again, hallelujah, to be narrow-minded. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the road to heaven is narrow, hallelujah, and few gonna find it. Praise God, few are gonna find it. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. We got to recognize how narrow, hallelujah, that road is. That means you're gonna have to be different. Praise God, hallelujah. You're going to have to be different. You're going to have to be holy and set aside. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, like First Lady said, if you know things, hallelujah, that are poisoning your way of thinking, hallelujah, you need to cut these things off, hallelujah, from your life. Praise God, hallelujah. Maybe you shouldn't be in the politics. Hallelujah. Maybe you shouldn't be into the drama that goes on in the world. Praise God. Maybe you need to set yourself aside. Maybe these things are having too much effect on your life, on your way you think. Praise God. You just can't look and say, look at the way they think. No.
if you're the type that you look at a situation and you can, hallelujah, amen, empathize. Hallelujah, I can understand that. Praise God, hallelujah. If you can understand that, you might can do that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. But if you're walking in the ways of God, hallelujah, amen, you say that's not a way that God would do something. Hallelujah. God says we don't handle it that way. Hallelujah, praise God. The only thing I can understand is how you felt about the situation. But I cannot, hallelujah, empathize, nor can I condone how you dealt with the situation, because the Bible says you can be angry. Hallelujah, but you cannot be it. Glory to God, hallelujah. You got to be able to implicate self-control on yourself. Implement. Somebody, he slipped up. No, you got to implement self-control on yourself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to cut the light on. Hallelujah. Like the first lady said, everything she said is scripture back it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus told the story of a man that planted good seed. You know you raised your kids good. You know you've done good by your spouse. You know you've been doing good at that job. Well, whatever it is, you know you've been doing good. But the Bible says, as the man slept that watched the garden, as they slept, the enemy came. Hallelujah, amen, and planted, hallelujah, tare in the field. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But I want to say this. Don't let the tear take your eyes off the fruit. Glory to God, hallelujah. He say that again real quick. He say, don't let the tear take your eyes off the fruit. Yeah, the enemy has planted some bad things, but don't let the bad things, hallelujah, take your mind and your eyes off of the good things. Amen. Somebody in the world might say, keep your eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Don't be like Peter. Peter was focused. And as long as he was focused, he was walking on the water because he was focused on Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But soon as he let the elements around him distract him, hallelujah, praise God, he got distracted by what was going on. Hallelujah. He got distracted by the storm that's going on around you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when he got distracted, he began to fall. He began to faint. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But yet Jesus still caught him and kept him from drowning. Hallelujah. Even when you lose focus, he'll catch you. Oh, Lord. But he don't want you to lose focus. He wants you to be able to walk, hallelujah, on your own. Oh, y'all ain't. Glory to God. He don't want to have to reach out and catch you. Hallelujah. He said, oh, ye a little faith. Hallelujah. He wants you to know, amen, praise God. And like first lady said, you got to change your mind about life. Hallelujah. You got to know he's going to get you out of this. Hallelujah. You got to know this is just a trial. Hallelujah. You got to know this is just a test. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He should have to catch you every time. Glory to God, hallelujah, because you got to stay focused. If you focus, glory to God, you know that everything else is just a distraction. Hallelujah. Turn the light on. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Just sitting around in the dark, it's time to wake up, hallelujah, and see, hallelujah, amen, where you came from. Forget what the history talks to, like you said. Hallelujah. Forget history. Forget Facebook, Instagram. Hallelujah. You need to understand that everything else besides the word of God is a lie. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to say it again. Everything else besides the word of God is a lie. Hallelujah. Facebook, everybody lying on Facebook. People getting catfished on Facebook with their real pictures. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Amen. Everything is not what it seems to be. And when you wake up and God reveals these things to you, hallelujah, you can no longer be fooled by what you already know. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for the woman of God, but let me say this. Remember what he told the woman at the well? Hallelujah. He said, y'all worship what y'all don't know. Y'all over there, y'all fine. But y'all really don't know. what y'all doing. Y'all out there listening to me right now, you trying, but you really don't know. Hallelujah. You still in the hope phase. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you tonight that that word hope in the Bible didn't mean hope like we hope. When somebody gets sick, we hope they come out of it, meaning they could not. But that word hope in the Bible, hallelujah, praise God, it means it's a definite thing. And the word hope in the Bible, in the original Greek, in the New Testament, the way it's written, praise God, hallelujah, means that this is definitely going to happen. Praise God. That's why Paul said this is our hope in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. See, he ain't hoping. Hallelujah. He seen Jesus knock him off his beast on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. He ain't hoping like we hoping. He knows. Glory to God. You got to change your mind and get to the point that you know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Delete everything else. Glory to God. Be like a baby again and not know nothing. Hallelujah. You thought you knew how to talk and treat a woman. You thought you knew how to treat a man. You thought you knew how to be a parent. You thought you knew, watch this, how to serve God. You thought you knew. Glory to God. But like First Lady said, invite the Holy Ghost into your life. Yeah, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. I've been took the pastor hand. I did that 10 years ago. That's how I got baptized. I got baptized. Hallelujah. But have you accepted the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah, praise God. And I use the word accept it because all you got to do is take it. And the Holy Ghost, once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior and all that, praise God, the Holy Ghost is there for you to have. He says, you being evil, and you do know how to be evil, otherwise you wouldn't be saved now. Glory to God. You being evil, knowing how to give good gifts to your children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, how much more will the Heavenly Father give you if you ask? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, the Heavenly Father is good. He's perfect. He made no good that you'll ever be. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he will give you nothing but good. He's going to say if you ask for some bread, he ain't going to give you a snake to serve. Glory to God. So if you ask for the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and you receive the Holy Ghost, watch this, and you listen to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You take heed to the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Because some of us got the Holy Ghost, but we ain't. The Holy Ghost will say turn left and you'll turn right. The Holy Ghost will tell you, don't talk to him, and there you go. Hey, how you doing? Glory to God. The Holy Ghost will tell you, don't get in that car. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you got to, hallelujah. Ain't no use having a car in the driveway and you still walking to work. Car full of gas. Unlimited gas. You got a gas car to go with it. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. So we take heed to the word tonight and put the light on. Wake up. Hallelujah. Wake up. No, the government ain't here for you. Glory to God. No, people ain't here for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, is here for you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll send the right people into your life and exit the wrong people out of your life. Glory to God, but like I said, you got to listen to the Holy Ghost. Cut the light on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you put in her belly on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you told her to tell us to cut the light on. Hallelujah, Lord, to listen to you. Teach us, hallelujah, not to learn from the world, not to learn from our ancestors. Hallelujah, amen, but to learn from you. Glory to God, and we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. Continue to touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Hallelujah. Continue to allow the anointing of God to flow freely from her lips, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you, and we magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord, and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the name. hallelujah, of the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. We invite you to tune in tomorrow night. Amen. If you're out there on Blog Talk, amen. Praise God, or wherever you might be. Tune in tomorrow night. Click on the recording. Whatever you got to do. We're doing Throwback Thursday once again. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to throw a message on tomorrow night. Amen. With that will no doubt bless you. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we do thank God for everything God's doing within us in the ministry. We thank God for all of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly been blessed with the word. Hallelujah from the Lord. Father God, once again, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we will see y'all tomorrow night on the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide.
Touch from you. No one else. Do the things you do. Take the wrong in my life and make it right. Touch from you, from my master and king. All I need is a touch from you.
My sins will be washed away. I wanna be made.
ever need. Even me, even a wretch like me, all I need, all I need, all I need. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Join me at the altar. God is here. God is here. Love is here.
The host has ended this call. Goodbye.